How do you make a tough decision when all of your options are actually good? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. You know how in adventure stories, the hero has to make a hard choice with only bad options, like having to let the villain escape in order to rescue their companions, or lifting the siege on the royal city means the enemy army is free to rampage in the countryside. In real life, sometimes all of your options are bad too, if not exactly on the order of maneuvering whole armies. But what can be just as difficult is making a decision when all of your options are good things. How should you think through something like that? Let's talk about it with today's story called Choosing Between Good Things by Taylor Icy. A wise friend of mine once said, I never realized how much of my adult life would be choosing between good things. He's lived longer than I have, so I paid attention to his words. And the more I reflected on them, the more I realized how true they were. Growing up in church, I was taught how to reject bad things and choose good things. So I expected most of my life decisions would be choosing between a bad thing and a good thing. And while I do sometimes face those choices, more often, I've found myself choosing between multiple good things. Should I go help a struggling friend or spend time investing in my family? Should I focus on working more hours or volunteering more at church? Not every situation has a clear right or wrong option. But one thing is clear. If we always try to choose all the good things at the same time, that won't work. That is a one-way ticket to burnout, exhaustion, and anxiety. And it's not how the Lord invites us to live. Instead, when we are faced with a decision between two good things, we can start from a place of peace and rest, knowing that Jesus will be with us no matter what we choose. He has promised to guide us, and He is at work in every situation. So, we can spend time with Him in prayer, and we can ask questions like, which option lines up with the gifts and abilities God has given me? Where am I needed right now? Do I have to be the one to meet this need? Or is God inviting someone else to step in? What would be my motivation for choosing each option? Whichever option we choose, we can step forward with the confidence when we've sought the Lord's guidance. And He makes His guidance wonderfully abundant. We can find it in His Word, the Bible, His people, the church, and the Holy Spirit, who lives in us if we've put our trust in Jesus. He doesn't leave us to make any decision alone. He loves to help us. We can trust Him always, no matter what decision we face. All right, let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Can you remember a time you had to choose between two good things? What helped you make your decision? Are there any choices you're struggling to make right now? Who are trusted Christians in your life you can talk to about these? People who will pray with you and point you to Scripture. Now, as you and I can read in James 1:5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Take a closer look at what the Bible says in Galatians 6:9 through 10 and Colossians 2:6 and 7 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And is this the first time you've listened to Unlocked, or have you listened way from the beginning? Do you have any questions about today's story, or maybe you have an idea for something new? If you do, we'd love to hear it. Email us. Go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. You come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It's a good reminder if you feel like you've been lost and forgotten by everybody else. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.